program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And talk about an interesting weather day we've having this week. Hot weather, storms. I mean, if you lived south of the Eisenhower in the Chicagoland area, Interstate 88, you got dumped on. If you live north of it, you barely saw a drop hit the ground. I mean, and it's going to be like this all day today. So it might be a good day to clean out the tackle box, sharpen the hooks, maybe do a little bit of, honey-dos and daddy-dos around the house and get some things done. But let's have some fun with today's show. And I think we're going to have fun with today's show. First of all, remember, I always say this every week, and I really, really mean this. You've got to tell all your friends to tune in and listen to the ESPN Chicago app or go to the website Chauncey'sGreatOutdoors.com. Click on the word podcast, and you can hear today's show, or you can listen to a podcast, one of the other shows. You can subscribe for free. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. And remember to also go and like us at Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors. So let's sit back and enjoy today's show, and let's see where our adventure is going to take us. We're broadcasting on the road again, and we got a lot of stuff to cut through. We've got the Hannah LaMotta, who's operating the board, so I'm absolutely at ease that there's going to be no gremlins out there today. I know that's the kiss of death when you say that, but she does a great job for all of us here at the station. But on today's show, Captain Tony should be sitting on the dock next to his boat. He's got this nice chair. He sits there. He waits for his clients and stuff like that. And we're going to be talking to him out of Winthrop Harbor. Then Stephen Barden, he's a fisheries biologist for MLF, that's Major League Fishing. I want to talk to him about what do we do when this weather is so hot? We're talking, water temperatures are in the 70s, 80s. Some of the cooling lakes are in the 90s. And there's a lot of stress that you put on fish when you put them in your live well. And a lot of people will say, well, just throw some ice in a live well. Well, I learned something new. And I said, Steve, don't say any more. We need to talk about this. And he said, okay, I'll quiet down. So we're going to be talking to him about the care of fish in a live well during this hot weather. And since he's the head fisheries guy for MLF, Major League Fishing, I know we're getting the best information we can. Following him, the one, the only, the crappie professor, Jim Kupchow. He's going to come on to talk about, of course, the hot weather, fishing that we've got going on around here. And he is, he's a guy that does all species. Yes, he's really good. God, is he good at crappie fishing. But crappie, bass, walleye, catfish. He's an all-around great fisherman. And as a guide service, he also does it off of a pontoon boat, which is really fun. And you're going to have a lot of, always great stories with Jim Kupchow when you talk to him. And last but not least, we're going to be talking to Aiden. That's my grandson, Aiden, with a West Michigan Fishing Report. I haven't read it yet because he sends it to me, and I promise I don't read it. So I get the full effect of the phishing report from him. But you know what? I'm getting a little flash on my screen, so that's telling me that Captain Tony must be sitting on a dock somewhere. Let's see if he's there.
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
Well, I think he's sitting on the dock at Winthrop Harbor. Captain Tony, how are you, my friend?
Hey, good morning. We're doing really good this morning, John. We're having fun out on the big pond. We're catching all kinds of fish. Fantastic day out here.
Hey, Tony, we just got done with, I'm not even going to call it hot. I'm calling bacon.
Understatement.
Yeah, it's understatement. Where have you been, you've been running earlier to get these fish again?
Yeah, I've been leaving the dock 4:30, latest at 5.
Mm-hmm.
It's been so hot, I want to get out there pre-dawn, stage on the shallow water, on the structure, and then work my way out and find a pot of fish and work it, If they're not there, I just keep going east until I start getting bites and start putting marks on my plotters and double back and see if they're sitting there.
Mm. Okay. So, are they in deeper water because it's so warm, or they...
Well, the fish are coming up hot, okay?
There
is a thermocline, depends where you're at. Ours was at 60 feet the other day, and so that was outside the hill, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I was like 120, 150, and that's where it was sitting. And I loved off in 151, and we started catching fish on a southward slide. But there were so many marks on the hill, I think we only took one in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's weird. The whole screen lights up with fish. They're there, and it's just like they're not firing up right off the bat, We did come off a full moon last week. It could have had something to do with it. We had fronts come through. It could shut them down, barometric pressure. It's more of a twilight morning bite, when it starts.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay, so you're getting the kings in the dark before sun up. The sun comes up about, when I say two hands, if you hold your hand out and the bottom of your hand is on the horizon, when that sun gets two hands up, they're gone, right?
Yeah, they start scattering. Yeah, it's first light. You see your screen with fish, and then they start disappearing. I believe sun up is 5:28,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of marks, but there's still rainbows in the area. I mean, we were taking rainbows this morning at, a five color, a six color, a seven color leads, and they're working still. The fish are warm. I don't know why the rainbows are up in that, it's 70 degrees during that warmer water, but we're still catching them.
Mm-hmm.
We did take a lake trout down. Like I said, the thermal break was 60 feet, 61, mm-hmm. 71. We're taking a few suspended lake trout there.
Mm.
I actually had a paddle all the way at the bottom looking for a laker down on the bottom here. We pull up like a 15-pound king.
Mm-hmm.
So go figure that out.
Well, and the fun thing that I really enjoy about steelhead, yes, it's great. You get that king on. You're talking brute strength and muscle. And, they come flying at the boat, make big runs. They'll jump once in a while. But you get those steelhead, you get them right behind the boat, and they think they're in the Olympics. They come out of the water, do a triple somersault with the half tucking back into the water,
Yeah, all the way to the boat, We get them on the course. You can see them jump, like mm-hmm. I said, running a five color so that's, 50 yards behind the planer. You can see him jump back there, I'm mm-hmm. like, stay on, please stay on, please stay on. Usually the spoon goes one way and the fish goes the other,
Yeah.
Maybe sometimes it takes three on to get one, they fight really hard, you're dragging a big church board or something that mm-hmm. you're dragging your favorite planer, and, you got to reel that in to take it off to get to your fish.
Oh, yeah.
Those rainbows, I tell you what, there's some monster bows out there this year.
Oh, God, yes, they are. And one of the things I love about it, you got to visualize this. Captain Tony got the person's at the back of the boat. He's got that rod bent over. That steelhead is just pounding. It looks like it's just shaking that rod, and he goes to net it, and that fish jumps straight up out of the water, and Tony has to catch it in midair in the net.
Yeah, they're acrobats, great,
they are.
Great fish. Great eating fish.
Ooh,
period.
Yes.
Hey,
Tony.
Yeah, keep a tight line. Right now I got a good spoon bite going, all different kinds, from stingers to stingrays to moonshines, you know, I got a variety of arsenals. I even brought out some Super Slims and some, what are those? God, there's so many spoons.
Yeah.
Silver Streaks. I've been dragging out some old Silver Streaks, and they've been working.
Hey, if somebody wants to go out with you, how will you set up a charter?
I would give me a call at area code 847-366-0741. If I don't answer, I could be offshore or I'm busy. Mm-hmm. Just leave me a message and I will get back to you.
Sounds good. And what are we all yelling, Diamond Ghost Charters?
Fish on.
That's right. Fish on. Take care, Tony.
All right, guys. Be safe out there and good fishing.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Hey, sportsman. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with a monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong. Hey, sportsmen, the in-stock boat prices have dropped at Waterworks Marine on those 2025 Lunds and on those low with an additional savings of up to $2,500 rebate on certain models of low boats, all powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks is also offering rebates on Mercury outboards of up to $500 depending on the model from 2.5 to 30 horsepower. And ask about the extended warranty program, too. But those 2026 London Low models powered by your Mercury outboard that are coming in daily, and they need to make room for them. So the deals are on the table. Don't miss it. But whatever model you choose, Waterworks will get you on the water for your friends and family to enjoy a day powered by your Mercury outboard and feeling the wind and water. Come to Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or visit them on the web at waterworks.com to see the full line of boats, or call them at 708-798-9700 and ask for that Chauncey special price on a new boat.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
This segment is being brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at area code 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
It started out just like any other.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
That sucker almost pulled me in.
Monster Bass!
The Dragomar reel was smoking.
Monster bass, please don't break my line.
The summer's coming up over my favorite little bay.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And once again, this is the educational segment of the show, as I like to put it. I know everybody's going, he's doing all these educational segments, but that's okay. That's okay. We've got Stephen Barton, who is the director of the Major League Fishing MLF Fisheries Management Division. He's also a card-carrying fisheries biologist. Okay, so he's not just some guy sitting behind a desk. And I want to, Stephen, thank you so much for coming on the program this morning.
Yeah, Chauncey, thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah. Now, you are exceptionally familiar because you live down in Central Texas and you cover the whole country for MLF. But the reason I wanted to have you on the program is it's hotter than a bejesus out there.
Absolutely. Heat wave across the entire country.
Yeah. And, you know, tournaments are going on. And even in cooling lakes that are run by a nuclear power plant, you know, those waters get up to 100 degrees, and you catch a fish and you're putting it in a live well that you're circulating water through, but that water is getting warmer than the lake water. I mean, Stephen, talk to me. How do I take care of fish that I'm either going to be in a tournament for or that I'm going to take home and make part of, you know, I believe
you're gonna harvest them. You're going to eat them. I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah. You know, I believe in, you know, catch and release, but I also believe in releasing in the grease, okay?
Absolutely. I love that, number one, Chauncey. I love that. And let's just take care of it. If you're going to fish this time of year, summer months, water temperature, as it exceeds 80 degrees, its potential to hold dissolved oxygen decreases. So it may still have complete saturation, a lot of oxygen, or it may not. And as you increase above 80, that potential decreases. As we get into the 90s and the 100s, it's really tough on them.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple things we can do as anglers. Number one, whenever you launch your boats in the morning, notice the water temperature, the surface temperature. You can always cool your live well using ice or frozen water bottles, but you never want to cool it more than 10 degrees from that surface temperature when you launch the boat in the morning. And
only 10 degrees? Only 10?
Yep. If you go over 10 degrees, it puts the fish into a shock condition where metabolism slows down so much, you actually do more harm than good. Somewhere between 5 and 10 degrees is that safe zone where you should be aiming for, which makes it tough because I don't know about you, but I don't have a thermometer in the live well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so ice can be one of those things that helps you. It calms the fish. It is worth putting in, but also there's a risk because you exceed 10 degrees. Gary Klein always tells me a story of Aaron Martins dumping 2 bags of ice into his live well because he's got a big bag, and 5 minutes later the fish are dead because it was too much of a thermal shock. It is one of those things where if you're going to use ice, we need to have a thermometer on the boat. You need to check surface temperature in the morning, and then keep your temperature within about 10 degrees of that number. Before you get to the boat ramp, another thing, you got to make sure your pumps are working. You don't want to get out on the water, have 5 fish in live well, and find out you have a faulty pump, intake or recirculating. Mm-hmm. If you're adding ice to your live well, you're going to need to be running your recirculating pump because you want to keep it at that constant temperature. If you aren't adding ice, or if you're having an oxygen issue, which we can talk about in just a second, you want to run your intake pump pretty continuously so that you're flushing in new water and it's bringing in that oxygen. It's also releasing ammonia because one thing people don't realize is that every time a fish breathes, it takes oxygen through the gill filament, absorbs that from the water, but it releases uric acid out of the gills. So it increases the ammonia in the live well over time. The longer the fish are in there, the more ammonia that's in there. So you want to have your intake pump running pretty continuously. Now, there's exceptions. If you get in extremely shallow, muddy water or water that's just chock full of vegetation, you want to turn that intake pump off because you don't want to be bringing in that excessively hot water or, worst case scenario, getting that pump clogged. If you're going to run your recirculating pump continuously with that cool water, you also need to measure dissolved oxygen. And I promise not many anglers measure dissolved oxygen in water. The only one I can think of is Edwin Evers that did that for a couple years, measuring dissolved oxygen. But that's one of the reasons that fish die in a live well is because the oxygen gets too low. You can measure that with a meter or a pin. You can also just watch the fish. If they're constantly gasping, their mouth is moving constantly, or they're coming to the surface, they're trying to get oxygen, and it may be too late at that point. But those are the keys. The last thing you can add is salt in your live well. Just salt. A handful of table salt, because what salt does is all freshwater fish need salt. They're looking for it constantly. They absorb it through the gills, and that salt helps them excrete slime, and it improves their metabolism. So it gives them the first line of defense against bacteria. It also just calms them. And those are the three things we can do. We can add ice. We can add salt. And then the third would be monitor. And technically, you can add dissolved oxygen. There are products on the market now that are oxygen generators that put oxygen into the live well to help keep those fish alive in these summer heat waves.
Stephen, if you could see a video of me, my mouth is wide open. I'm like, what?
Oh, no.
I mean, first of all, yeah, I never thought about that 10-degree difference. Because think about it. Now, I remember a long time ago, I was in a canoe that got flipped over. And it was June, and it was hot, and it was warm, but the water was cold. And all my muscles cramped up when I hit the water. So that's kind of like what happens with the fish when they hit that ice-cold water, I would think.
Yeah, you can regulate your body temperature.
Yeah.
So you're a warm-blooded species.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, fish are what we call a cold-blooded species. They're not quite cold-blooded. They can regulate slightly.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever the water temperature is, that's what their body temperature is within several degrees. So if that fish has been in 85, 88-degree water, 90-degree water, and you have 60-degree water in your live well, that fish will not make it. You will put it in, and within 5 or 10 minutes, that fish is dead. And there's no recovering it at that point.
And
what's the recovery look like? Put it back in the warm water, and so then you're going in and out. You want, whenever you're changing water temperature, you don't ever want to change more than 5 degrees every 30 minutes. And so you could technically start your day with 90-degree water, cool it 5 degrees, catch your five fish, put your five fish in there, wait 30 minutes, cool it 5 more degrees, and nurse those fish all day long. But that means you can't cull. But you're stuck with the five you got in your live well.
You are a plethora of information this morning.
Well, good. I mean, here's the thing. I want you to fish.
Yeah.
I would love for you to harvest some fish, take them home. You want those fish to make it throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a tournament and it is a weigh-in tournament, I want those fish to come across the scales alive. So we need to do these things. Once again, cooling the water with ice, adding salt. If you have an oxygenator, turning the oxygenator on, running oxygen, making sure your pumps work is so important. You don't know how many times I've been on the water and I start hearing something and it's like, that pump, I should have replaced that pump. Make sure those work before you get to the lake every day.
Have a second pump in your storage container.
Look, across the entire boat, that's one of the least expensive parts, so
yeah.
It doesn't hurt to have it.
No. Now, I have never, and I know Edwin Evers very well. I know Klein very well. As a matter of fact, he showed me about electronics one day that I was like, oh, my God, this guy's like, he must have ran a nuclear submarine somewhere. But, I've known these guys. But I mean, the funny thing is, when you said salt, I don't think I've ever seen someone throw a handful of salt in their live well, because the live well takes that salt out when it's running and it's draining it automatically, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's exactly what's happening. The salt is diluting over time.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, look, John, in the world of being a fishery scientist, we transport fish a lot. So my company, we transport fish, and we put fish, hundreds of pounds of fish, into boxes, and we transport them across the United States for stocking and different various reasons. And some of these fish may be large. And when we do that, we use pure oxygen, we use salt, and we use ice. And that's the same things I'm advising anglers to use. It's an aquaculture trick. It's what we've been using. It's what we use on a live release boat. The live release boat has salt that goes into the tanks. So after, you know, if you're with an organization that has a live release boat, you go through the weigh-in. Whenever those fish go into the box, there is salt in that water. That water is cooled about 10 degrees, and there is pure oxygen running from an oxygen bottle. Or if they have a partner like Major League Fishing, we have Piranha O2. We have an oxygen generator on the boat that is generating oxygen for the boxes as well.
Now, when you say an oxygen generator, I've seen on the market these little octagon-shaped discs that are connected to a wire, and you, when you put them in, they diffuse to little bubbles. That's not an that's just an aerator-ish, isn't it? That's not an oxygen generator.
So there's all of the above, Chauncey. Oh. There's aerators that are just generating air, and there's actually oxygen generators, and what they're doing is there's several different companies that do it different ways, but basically they're taking atmosphere or water and they're converting it into the oxygen molecule and providing pure oxygen to those diffusers. That's what I'm talking about, because they're providing 100% oxygen, but you definitely want a small bubble because that oxygen has to be able to break and absorb into the water so that the fish can utilize it. If you just have something like an aerator pump, it's less efficient. Number one, so you're not adding a ton of oxygen into the water. But number two, they often have large diffusers. And so the little bit of air that they are moving is actually just leaving through the top of the live well. Now, that's really good at removing ammonia from the live well, which is something we don't really directly measure, but can be toxic to fish as well.
Yeah, the ammonia thing is, now, you're talking to a guy who loves the science of fish over the outdoors, right, but you're also teaching an old dog new tricks here. I didn't realize that's where the ammonia was coming from when there's off the gills after there's an exchange of oxygen to the acid and then into the water. People are like, well, you know, the fish isn't, you know, going to the bathroom into the tank, you know. It can, but I mean, it's not doing it. It's coming off the gills. That's why you don't see it, but that could raise the level to, oh my God, Stephen, you are good.
Every breath. The gill works with a countercurrent flow. Let's start with the mouth opens. Water goes in the mouth, past the gill filament, and out the back of the gill. The gill filament, the blood is flowing the opposite direction, so counter to the water. So whenever that blood passes the water, grabs oxygen, releases waste. And that's constantly happening every single gulp of water that they're taking.
Wow.
And for fish that are stressed, you've seen them, they gulp more often. So that process is faster. Whenever fish are calm, then that process is slower.
Stephen, I'm not kidding you. I have learned so much today, and I bet you 95% of the anglers listening to this are going, really? I'm going to have to listen to the show again. I mean, because you've given so much information on the care of, you know, keeping a fish alive for a tournament. That 10-degree margin of water temperature threw me, I have to tell you that. But the other thing, too, is if you're going to, you know, release in the grease when you go home, make sure the cooler's full of ice and put those fish on ice so they can be there all day so they taste better when you get home, right?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want those fish to expire during the day and then sit in 90-degree water all day long. I'm not, you know, I'm a fisheries biologist, but I'm going to tell you, common sense tells me that a dead fish in 90 degrees is collecting bacteria.
Oh.
That doesn't seem like the best thing to do.
No, it isn't. Stephen, will you please, 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 please come back on my program on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, because I'm sure I can pick your brain on a lot of different subjects with fish and fisheries, etc.
Anytime you want, Chauncey, just give me a call.
Everybody, we have been listening to Stephen Barton. He's the director of the Major League Fishing Fisheries Management Division about the care of fish in a tournament, or even if you're going recreational fishing, the care of recreational fishing, what you need to do, what you need to check, what you need to have with. Please go back onto the podcast when this is all the show's over and listen to this segment again, because you know what? I'm going to listen to it, and I know what he said. Stephen, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Chauncey.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, sportsmen, the in-stock boat prices have dropped at Waterworks Marine on those 2025 Lunds and on those low with an additional savings of up to $2,500 rebate on certain models of low boats, all powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks is also offering rebates on Mercury outboards of up to $500 depending on the model from 2.5 to 30 horsepower. And ask about the extended warranty program, too. But those 2026 London Low models powered by your Mercury outboard that are coming in daily, and they need to make room for them. So the deals are on the table. Don't miss it. But whatever model you choose, Waterworks will get you on the water for your friends and family to enjoy a day powered by your Mercury outboard and feeling the wind and water. Come to Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or visit them on the web at waterworks.com to see the full line of boats, or call them at 708-798-9700 and ask for that Chauncey special price on a new boat.
We are the keepers of the wild, America's original and most invested conservationists. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving wildlife and the natural landscapes that define our nation. From rugged alpine ridgelines to peaceful tall grass prairies, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. Our funding has led to cleaner water, fresher air, and improved wildlife habitat. From abundant fish and waterfowl populations to robust deer and elk herds, nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters, stewards of the American outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Chad Chawalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney, and I got a little story about a slimy green meanie. Some call it a
waterboard. Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
If you ever grab a hold of one, your hands are going to smell.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them. They're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator.
And a body like a hog.
They'll bend your rod over.
Like your snake down a log.
But that's the type of fishing that we both like.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on this, I don't even know what to call this, hot summer stretch. But on the phone with me right now, we have the master of crappie fishing and big bluegills, and he's just a dang good fisherman. And Jim Kopchow, how are you?
Oh, doing great, Sean. Thanks for the accolades.
You know, and they actually call him the crappie professor, correct?
Yeah, it's a tag name that stuck, yes.
Yeah. Well, I have a few tag names too, and I wish they didn't stick. But but really, I mean, this is, you know, the season. I don't know. It just seems like we're hotter than we ever get. But you know, the fish still have to eat. They still have to live. They still have to do things. And without trying to kill ourselves in 99-degree temperatures of pure sun baking us in a boat that's nothing more than a reflector oven, I think that's a good way of putting it.
It's sometimes how you feel out there, for sure.
I mean, when it gets hot like this, what do fish do that you could develop some of your secrets with and tell us what we should try?
Well, primarily the first thing to beat the heat, Chance, is you have the nighttime fishing option. And it's a very good option. This time of year, we're starting to see the fish pull away from the bank. They're not in the shallows anymore. They're on the outside edges of weeds, drop-offs. They're getting away from that real hot water. They just don't like it, just like we don't like the hot outside.
Mm-hmm.
And we start to go out toward the basin, out into some deeper water. I've got some friends that are now hitting the deep water out on Lake Geneva. But locally for us, where you and I are located, you know, staying out a little bit later, say launching the boat at evening, say 5 o'clock in the evening, and fishing to sunset, that's an option. The other option is actually fishing at night. And we have Evergreen Lake or the chain of lakes that afford us those two bodies of water.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're fishing around the floating crappie lights. And it kind of likens to that same feeling you have sitting around the campfire. And it's a good time. It turns into, you know, that little special evening where you're just mesmerized by the light and the minnows that are drawn to that light. And then, of course, the stripers and the crappie come into the light.
I forgot about that. Jim. You're a smart guy. You're a smart guy. I've completely forgot about the crappie. I used crappie lights for smelt fishing at times. I never thought about that. What is a crappie light? So people go, what are you talking about?
Well, it basically, if you imagine a headlight, and it's the old 12-volt mm-hmm. headlights. I'm sure they have the brighter light versions are out there, but it's a light that is in a styrofoam housing, and it just stays floating on the surface, shining down. One of the other products we are using is that the green light that we kind of put down at 12, 15 foot, you know, below the surface, but primarily it's just that floating housing, and it's a old car headlight shining down, and it brings in a lot of the little things that the minnows eat. The phytoplankton, zooplankton come in toward the light. The minnows start circling around that, and it just brings in a nice feeding frenzy from the game fish. Now, we're sitting over pretty deep water, so we're not doing this near shallows or near breaks. We're in the basin, and you're trying to take advantage of the tendency of the fish following the schools. And you can have some fantastic fishing, you know, doing that.
Mm-hmm. I remember seeing a crappie light once, and I want to say I used to have one, that it was a weighted one where it didn't float shining down, it sunk shining up.
Oh, that's a unique one. I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, I had one of those that I used for, I don't know, who knows where it ever went. you know.
It's buried in the garage, John.
Yeah, I know. Everything, you know, Jimmy Hoffa's in my garage, you know.
Oh, geez.
But, I mean, yeah, I mean, and that's kind of an interesting thing. And once again, I think you're right where people need to look at going to that off times to find your fish.
Yeah, beating the heat, getting out of that really muggy, hot, like the 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock, it's uncomfortable out there. Mm-hmm. It isn't that the fish aren't feeding. It's just you're very uncomfortable while you're pursuing the fish. And this eliminates that. You know, mm-hmm. you're out there now. It's kind of a weird thing, too, is going into sunset, you're bothered by gnats and mosquitoes. And once the sun sets, other than your anchor light that's required on your vessel, you can, you know, subdue that with either tissue paper or a thin sock because they're drawn to that bright light. They're not really drawn to that floating light on the surface. So the bugs don't bother you as much.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a good time. Everything gets very quiet. You know, you can hear deer rustling along the water's edge, getting a drink of water. It's like none of the boats are flying around.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good time out there on the boat. You just have to, you know, bring headlamps or something to light up when you do break off. And to get back to the basics of it, it's just a slip bobber and minnow, or you can vertical chig. It isn't a complicated terminal tackle to take advantage of it. It's very basic, and you're fishing very close to the boat. You're not casting out very far. You can have lighted bobbers, but it's really not necessary. You're fishing very close to that area that you've illuminated with that crappie light.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a minimal amount of tackle. You probably possess everything you need other than that crappie light.
Yeah. Well, something that, you know, a lot of times, you know, I'll work 24 hours a day if I can. But you know, if I can get to go fishing, and maybe it's in the afternoon, and I, you know, once again, with this heat, I'm really not that interested in going out at, you know, 10, 11, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. But I found out if I have to be out in full sunlight, I like to work the edges of shadows where trees are giving shadows to a lake. And so the lake is, you know, has all this bright sunlight hitting it. And then all of a sudden you can see the shadow line from the leaves of a tree. And I'll work that line and have some success doing that.
There's definitely a pattern that exists on the body of water that you're fishing.
Mm-hmm.
I know out at Heideke, the only shade you really have is under the bridge, which is off limits to boaters, but the shore anglers can take advantage of that. Shavana does have some tall trees that close to the shoreline, depending on where that sun is located.
Mm-hmm.
You can beat a little of that direct sunlight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you have to remember, too, fish don't have eyelids, folks. You know, so
and we're seeing now with the advent of the new, you know, forward-facing sonar, these fish, even in 10, 11 feet of water, and they're belly to bottom, it isn't that they're making these grand moves at, you know, hundreds and hundreds of feet away from where you caught them, you know, earlier in the day.
Mm-hmm.
They're just really close to bottom. Like you said, they don't have eyelids, so they're just trying to find that cooler, deep water.
Well,
and anything in the water, be it a rock, brush, any kind of change in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be a huge brush pile. We'll hold quite a few fish.
Yeah.
Anything they can hide behind, they're very comfortable.
Oh, just like you, you're going to get home from a day of fishing, you're going to head for the Lazy Boy in the air-conditioned room, and that's what they're doing. They're sitting the belly on the bottom. Let's cool down their body temperature and try to just, you know, get comfortable. That's what they're fishing.
Yeah, and you touched on something. They don't really stop feeding. Mm-hmm. They may slow down, but they still have to eat at some time. They don't just stop eating altogether.
No, they don't. And you have to remember, because a lot of times their bodies just, they're not cold-blooded creatures, but they're just, they produce a little bit of heat. When their bodies start getting warmer, their bodies are demanding more energy, which means they got to eat. What's the name of that little jig you use?
The Cubby Mini
Mites?
The Cubby Mini Mites? Whack 'em and Stack 'em.
The Whack 'em and Stack 'em. You got that silver, it looks like a little fish with a forked, oh my God, with a forked tail on it. Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, the suicide minnow.
Yeah.
And that's a very, very good point that I probably should have brought up earlier,
mm-hmm.
is that at this time of the year, we're not throwing 2.5-3 inch minnow baits. At this time of the year, it seems like the microplastics come back into play. And it's weird to do it, but you're using these really small plastics, similar to what we did early in the spring or
mm-hmm.
in the dead of winter. And it seems to catch more fish. Even our minnow choice, if we're going to use a minnow, we try to get the smaller crappie minnows that you can get.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to a fathead. We're not going and believe it or not, it's very on par with what is in the water.
Mm-hmm.
So the young of the year minnows aren't really that big yet.
Yeah.
And, we've gone to the smaller, call it a pin minnow. Some of the perch guys will remember that when we used to go to Henry's to get the bait. And you get those really small minnows
mm-hmm.
seem to be doing better.
Hmm. So downsize your bait. Don't get goofy.
Yeah, don't upsize. I mean, there are some days when,
mm-hmm.
early light or last light of the day that we're throwing these 2.5, almost 3-inch baits or
mm-hmm.
chowbells from Whack'em Stack'em or a twister tail.
Yeah.
And you'll get a lot of strikes.
Hmm.
But it seems like, boy, in the hotter part of the day, or certainly under those crappie lights, we're throwing some very small baits, and it seemed to catch more fish on them.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you have a seminar coming up next September.
September, yes, Arlington Anglers.
Arlington Anglers in September. Do you have a date on that?
Oh, gosh. You know, I don't have the calendar in front of me, but I think it's like the second week. September 23rd.
Mm-hmm. September 23rd?
Yes.
Okay, and that's right, because I'm I'm out of town that weekend. Otherwise, I'd be over there.
And it's a very good place to mm-hmm. have a meeting at, where you can order some food, and they have waitresses or waiters come bring the food to you, mm-hmm. taking a nice seminar. It's a very good venue for mm-hmm. the fish club.
The other thing, too, Jim, is Jim has, for one of the first guides that I've known, especially in Illinois, and there are one or two maybe more, but Jim was the first one, has been using a pontoon boat to take people out, right?
Yes, sir.
And let me tell you, once you go fishing on a pontoon boat, A, you get a little bit of shade if you need it. B, you can get up and move around and not feel like you're going to be going overboard. I mean, it's just a remarkable way to enjoy a day of fishing. And if you got some younger anglers with you, you've got some protection for them with the rails. Older people, more mature anglers. Is that a nice way of saying older guys?
There you go.
Us older guys, you know, sometimes you need to hold on to a rail when you're going to get up or move, and you have made fishing accessible to so many more people that may have not gone because they've been in a deep V hull or a modified V hull and get bounced around more, and they just enjoy a day out. And you show them how to fish, you increase their knowledge, and you're a great guy to be with out in the water. That's all I can say.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thanks, John.
If somebody wants to get a hold of you, and I know your schedule is probably overbooked, what's the best way to find out to set up a little excursion?
To either text or call my cell, 708-601-1962.
Repeat that number for me.
708-601-1962.
All right. Everybody, we've been talking with Jim Kupcho, my very, very good friend. You know, he was my friend before I became loving him for his fishing knowledge.
It's been a while.
I know. But get out with him. Have some fun with Jim. And you'll never know. It's, you know, you're going to catch crappies. You'll catch bluegills. You'll catch bass. You'll catch catfish. Maybe even some walleye. I mean, he's an all-around fisherman when you're going out with Jim. Jim, thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you very much, John.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Hey, sportsmen, the in-stock boat prices have dropped at Waterworks Marine on those 2025 Lunds and on those low, with an additional savings of up to $2,500 rebate on certain models of low boats, all powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks is also offering rebates on Mercury outboards of up to $500, depending on the model, from 2.5 to 30 horsepower. And ask about the extended warranty program, too. But those 2026 London Low models, powered by your Mercury outboard, that are coming in daily, and they need to make room for them. So the deals are on the table. Don't miss it. But whatever model you choose, Waterworks will get you on the water for your friends and family to enjoy a day powered by your Mercury outboard and feeling the wind and water. Come to Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or visit them on the web at waterworks.com to see the full line of boats, or call them at 708-798-9700 and ask for that Chauncey special price on a new boat.
Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, fish on!
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course!
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Black and blue with the hands of yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong. He's a little cousin to the big boss bass. Perfect fish for the kids.
Outdoors, you know, both interviews. I can't tell you. The crappy professor and that Stephen Barton. Oh my gosh, the stuff I learned from Stephen, I can't even tell you. And I thought I knew a bunch, and he still taught me more. But hey, we got a lot of info to get out before we lose the show. Up in my friends to the north in Wisconsin, they're saying if you're a sturgeon spearer, you better get your application in by August 1st for the 2026 season. Doesn't start till February 14th. Valentine's Day. Bring your sweetie out sturgeon fish spearing for Valentine's Day. That's such a good Wisconsin thing, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. But get your permit tags in and get those applications in. The other thing, too, is this is very important. With so many people out on the UTVs, ATVs, Wisconsin's had 23 fatal crashes. And, you know, all but I think a few, the people were not wearing seatbelts. The seatbelts are there for safety. Please put them on when you're riding in an ATV, UTV. It is very important because, you know, you want to make sure your time in the great outdoors is well enjoyed. And you go home to your friends and family every week. That's right. Every weekend, I should say. Now, let's talk about some fishing stuff here, boys. Okay, my grandson, Aiden. This was brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Papa, Dad and I and a group of us went on a road trip and lunch. Oh, I bet you that was an expensive lunch. You know, kids, you know, they're not little kids anymore. They eat like adults to check fishing spots. We were on the Grand River near the dams, and we saw anglers catch panfish, catfish, bass in the Sessions area, and they also saw some bass on the Flat and the Grand Rivers. Well, that's not two other different places you've been to, Aiden. Anglers fishing the small ponds said it was a limited amount number of fish caught because it was just too hot for them. I guess they like the cooler river water right now. We took a ride to Muskegon, and some of the guys on the parking lot said only decent numbers of salmon and 50 to 100 feet down in 90 to 150 feet of water. Glow spoons, meat rigs, white flashers, and fly combinations. I told them they should try Captain Tony fly, and they didn't know who that was. That's a good one, Aiden. Then we went to Grand Haven, and they did better for salmon in Grand Haven than in Muskegon. Uncle Tom said he's had to get his outboard fixed, so he'll have a report for us in the next week or two. You're a fishing magician. See you in a couple of weeks, Aiden. That's very good. Captain Tony reported before all this heavy rain that came in that out of Chicago at the 04 marker, which is 130 foot of water. They were getting a number of coho salmon, which is a really good thing. We like that activity that we're seeing. We're Cook County Forest Preserves, that activity. In those locations, let's definitely check out early and late fishing. That's really, truly early and late fishing because it's just, you know, too hot. Midday is going to be tough. You can catch them, but you're going to fish deep or fish shadows and spot like that. That's what you're going to have to work on there. But Tampier Lake produced some nice fish at the culvert. We're also seeing activity at Joe's Pond along the eastern shoreline there. Maple Lake, middle of the lake, kind of comes up to a hump, and they were catching some pike out of there with big minnows. Big minnows, Skokie Lagoons, a lot of water's been coming down, so their area's been activated. So look for areas where you see some water flow, excuse me, and you should find some better action there. Oh my goodness gracious. We got so many fishing reports here. I know I'm not going to ever get to them all here. We're seeing Little Traverse Bay. Fishing along the Bear River was slow with reports of only a few smallmouth bass, freshwater drum, and some panfish. Smallies were being caught while drifting worms at the mouth of the river. Well, they're looking for the oxygenated cooler water and any kind. Rivers bring in freshwater and food when they're coming into a body of water. Always remember that. Those are good places to try, and you're going to find out well. Up in Hayward, Wisconsin, storms and rain, you know, drop some of the water temperatures, which is great because musky fishing really wants those water temperatures in the low 70s on some area lakes, which will be good. Walleye are fair. Northern pike are hitting pretty much anything you want to throw at them that's got a silver or spins. It makes noise. They're, you know, they're like, oh, squirrel, squirrel. That's what a pike is like, okay? Smallmouth bass are on the deep weed transition areas with wacky wigs and drop-offs being the spots to try. You want to be there. Also, some Hayward, we got some crappies on the deep weed lines are roaming the basins. They're roaming looking for bait. They want food. That's what they want. Whoop. Well, we're here in the float right now, which means we're coming to the end of the show, and Hannah LaMotta did another great job, so thank you, Hannah. And this week's Native American proverb comes from my friend Apin Sui Majuat. He says, yesterday is but a dream. Tomorrow is a vision. Yesterday is but a dream, but tomorrow is a vision. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we're catching. We're really borrowing it all from our children's children's children. Okay, wear a raincoat today. We got rain coming from here all the way to middle of Iowa and Missouri coming at us. Be careful, everybody. We'll see you next week. Where? Right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.